from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're digging for our Cali roots, listening to a little night music, and watching silent films. David Wiegand and I are never silent. That's something you can count on. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And we're starting with a guy who's a second-generation star of blues and R&B.
Hello, my love. I heard this from you. Red magic sat and played it too. All through the morning rain I gaze, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind.
That's Shuggie Otis, the son of the great Johnny Otis. And Shuggie was a music prodigy in his teens, and he's still playing the heck out of the guitar now. Yeah. In his early 60s.
Yeah, no, it's true. You can hear him on all of his father's CDs. I mean, the Johnny Otis radio show has a great set of CDs. You can hear him. He started performing with his dad when he was like 12 years old, actually. B.B. King was someone who totally loved and admired him as a great guitar player. And he formed a new band in 2012, and he's now on what he calls the Endless World Tour.
Yes. Well, we hope it doesn't end. Shuggie Otis plays the New Parish in Oakland tonight and Harlow's in Sacramento tomorrow. We don't do silent films on the radio very much. It's for obvious reasons.
We don't do talking films on the radio either.
Well, anyway, but this is a special occasion, 20th anniversary of the San Francisco Silent Film Festival. Such a great organization, and it's playing a huge list of great, great films.
There's amazing stuff this year. I mean, there's things you've never seen before. There's a film that features Burt Williams, the great African-American blackface comic.
And this film was never seen at all.
That's right. There's a film called When the Earth Shook from 1913, and it's about the San Francisco earthquake, 7 years earlier. I mean, and Flesh and the Devil, which was an early Greta Garbo film.
Yeah, the San Francisco Silent Film Festival opens Thursday and continues through June 1st at the Castro Theater in San Francisco, and that is a cheap thrill. Some of the events are free. And now a woman who makes music that's so strange and really quite profound.
In America, we like solutions. We like solutions to problems. And there's so many companies that offer solutions. Companies with names like the pet solution, the hair solution, the debt solution, the world solution, the sushi solution. Companies with experts ready to solve these problems.
That's Laurie Anderson, a woman who laughs at genres. She does everything from video performance pieces and electronica. And she's coming to SF Jazz late next week, and she's promising to play real jazz, to improvise. And she told me a couple days ago when I talked to her that she'd never played jazz until a few years ago when she did a couple of shows with her late husband, Lou Reed, and the musician, John Zorn.
It was magic. I couldn't have imagined more fun with music, it was like, and I realized also, of course, it depends on who you're playing with. So I picked for this little run in San Francisco four of my favorite people, so I'm sure it's going to be a blast.
And among those four favorite people, Evan Kang, the viola player, Ken Nordine, famous for his word jazz, Rob Wasserman on bass, and Jerry Allen on jazz piano. Laurie Anderson plays SF Jazz Thursday through a week from Sunday. Stephen Sondheim may be a genius, but I think there's a lot of people who don't really like his music very much because they don't think it's very tuneful. But the American Conservatory Theater is mounting a new version of his most hummable show, and that is?
That is A Little Night Music, which is based on Bergman's Smiles of a Summer Night. And, of course, it does have that song, Send in the Clowns, which everyone has done. It's a lovely song. It's a very interesting thing. I remember reading at one point that Sondheim talked about how he composed it. And so it's really written in very short phrases so that you could almost do it in parlando. And it is a spoken song, really. But obviously then when you have people like Barbara Streisand and Judy Collins doing it, it becomes exquisitely lyrical. And I disagree that Sondheim's music is at all inaccessible or not hummable. It is absolutely fascinating. And what it is deeply psychological and tells stories in a very contemporary way that just stays with you forever.
Well, I'm going to see it. A Little Night Music continues through June 14th at the American Conservatory Theater on Geary Street. Something very rootsy now.
Yeah, what's for breakfast? Same as yesterday. Oh, that's right, cheeseburger and a 40 ounce. Then what's for dinner? Nothing. But last night I had dreams of a porterhouse. For real, for real, I feel like cattle in a slaughterhouse. But f*** that, growing up, yo, here's a quarter rounds.
That's The Roots with Questlove, and they're among the big names at the California Roots Music Festival. I had to remind myself that this is not R&B and blues. This is reggae and hip-hop, roots reggae, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really kind of, I guess you would call it the Hardly Strictly Roots Festival, right, or something. But it's a great way to spend Memorial Day weekend because it's down in Monterey, which is not bad to visit any time of the year. But it really does have a wonderful lineup, including Fortunate Youth. They were at Slim's last night, actually. I hope you got chance to see them. Also Chronix and G Love and Special Sauce. Lots of really great people over 3 days.
I really like the band Fishbone. It's going to be there. And this is today through Sunday at the Monterey County Fairgrounds. Have a good time. David, we got a bonus recommendation now, but let's hear them first.
That's Matthew Hammerlein, but if you don't know him by that name, you probably know him by his performing name, which is Lo Fang. What does it mean? Not anything in particular. He liked the arrangement of syllables. He's a great performer. He comes out of Maryland, and I love his music. He has an album called Blue Film that was that came out last year and still keeps on giving. He's at the Chapel on Tuesday.
And my Memorial Day shout-out is for the second East Lake Music Festival at the Amphitheater by Lake Merritt in Oakland. And this is free, 12 noon to 8:30. Some great local bands, The Session, Water Strider, and the Oakland Interfaith Chorus. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and so many more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.